The North Carolina primaries are just a week away, and they're likely to decide the political future of a young, firebrand conservative who's been a thorn in the side of many of his Republican elders. We are talking about the 26-year-old freshman incumbent Madison Cawthorn and an effort within his own party to unseat him. What do voters think? Jeff Tiberi is Capitol Bureau Chief and host of the Politics Podcast at WUNC. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Robin.
So, Cawthorn, who, by the way, has used a wheelchair since a car accident years ago, really angered his fellow Republicans in March when he claimed that some of them invited him to cocaine-fueled orgies. Then he was found with a gun at the airport. His opponents have dropped videos that would end most careers. He's been accused of a cryptocurrency insider trading scheme. I mean, you know, how to put this? Many in the GOP seem willing to overlook anything, including an attack on the Capitol. But is this different?
It doesn't stop there, Robin, right? There's been a lingerie photo. There's been this odd video that was leaked in which he's naked and horsing around with somebody. It's not necessarily sexual in nature, but it's odd. And to be perfectly candid, objective about it, it may very well have crossed kind of a personal line. But Cawthorn predicted to some extent a couple months back or a few weeks back that there was going to be this slow drip in this campaign to unseat him. And we have seen that. It's gone from kind of the uncomfortable to the potentially criminal. It's been strange. And of course, the big question is here is, does it really matter?
Well, does it? Let's get to that. But you mentioned that video. Someone on Twitter wrote, "It's the video I can't unsee, no matter how I try." Cawthorn is naked. He's mimicking a sex act with another man. He said on Twitter he was acting foolish, joking, but he'd also posted a response to a long list of other allegations made against him. Let's listen.
"We have to take our country back. I call Washington, D.C. elites out on their bullcrap. I expose the corruption that goes on in Washington, and they hate me for it. That is why I'm under attack right now."
So he's doing damage control. Is it working? Mm-hmm. What are voters saying?
So I think that he has responded largely calmly, defiantly at times, occasionally almost seeming amused about all this. And as he's tried to laugh it off, what we have seen is that there is still plenty of support for him within this district. And I offer that observation anecdotally. There are still some locally elected officials who have his back. By and large, a lot of the people, the prominent Republicans who have said he needs to go, or with all due respect, this was too much. These are you know, leading Republicans within North Carolina, but they might not be voters in this district. So it's going to be very interesting. This is a crowded primary field. Cawthorn is one of eight. He has seven challengers. It's going to take 30% of the vote plus one for him to move on. So that's a relatively low threshold. I talked to some people who say this is it. This is it for him. And others who say this is the mountains of North Carolina that has long had something of a populist streak. And he is in a position to get above that 30% and move on.
Well, in the meantime, he's sucking all the oxygen out of the air there because everyone's obsessed with that. You've got about 30 seconds here. What should we be paying attention to in North Carolina?
So I think the most interesting thing to pay attention to on Tuesday night is this Republican Senate primary. This is an open U.S. Senate seat to replace the retiring Richard Burr. You have Ted Budd, a congressman. He's got grassroots and conservative PAC money. He is seen as the front runner right now. He is up against Pat McCrory, former Republican governor.
We'll watch that. Jeff Tiberi, Capitol Bureau Chief and host of the Politics Podcast at WUNC. Thank you.
My pleasure.